the Iska. Now, when we talk about an Iska, it's not to be confused with the Heter Iska, although the Heter Iska is based on a true story, it's based on the Iska. But again, we're not talking about where two people are involved in some financial transaction and one person wants to lend money to the other person and not have to worry about the Iser Ribbis. Thus, we have the great creation of the Rabbanim known as Heteris. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about a transaction that was a Iska transaction. So, once upon a time, there was a very popular transaction known as an Iska. The Iska came into being because of a basic need within the business world, which was, you have two people. One person had money, and the other person had a certain know-how. The two people got together, they wanted to make money together. So the person that has money goes over to the person that knows this fach. He says, I'll front money. You provide your knowledge and your sweat equity. We'll go. We'll split the profits. Just to keep it simple, we'll split it 50-50. It doesn't have to be 50-50. But again, for the sake of simplicity, we'll split 50% of the profits. We'll split 50% of the losses. In order to facilitate something like this to happen, which is something that makes a lot of sense, Chazal created the vehicle known as the Iska. The Iska is, in the words of Chazal, palga milva u palga pekat. So the Bala Mammon would front 100% of the capital, but 50% of the money would be structured as a milva. The other 50% of the money would be structured as a pekadin. And because it was structured, palga milva, palga pekadin, therefore they were able to go forward with what it is they want to do, and that is we're going to split the profits 50-50 and we're going to split the losses 50-50. So just to be able to conceptualize this a little bit better. In the event, the person with the money, the investing partner, would tell the operating partner, I'm going to give 100% of the money, which is what happened, and I want it to be 100% alone, which is probably what he would want it to be. It would certainly benefit the investing partner. Why? Because now the operating partner is on the hook, 100%. He just borrowed money. So whenever the loan is due, you're going to have to return 100% of it. The problem with that is that the investing partner now would not be able to earn any return on his money. Because if you lend somebody money, you're not allowed to take interest. That's Ribbis 101. And based on that, that would be an issue. If he were going to structure it, the investing partner, 100% as a pikadin, so that would mean that really who owns it? It's something that belongs 100% to the investing partner. So what would be if the operating partner goes and invests it and he loses the money? So who would have to eat the losses? It would be the investing partner would have to eat the losses. Now, if the operating partner was a pesheya, good, shomer pekadin, chayvim shiya, depending on what type of shomer he is, but for sure an oynus, let's say, right? So he would be on the hook for any losses that happen. So it's not a deal that any investing partner l'chura would ever engage in because he's not interested in taking 100% of the risk. Meaning, you want to invest my money? No problem. You're going to have to share the risk with me. So in order for the investing partner to be able to earn a return, but at the same time, not be on the hook for 100% of the losses, Chazal devised this Iska, which was, they said what you should do is structure the money as 50% milva, 50% pekat. Now, what that means in English is the investing partner is going to put up 100% of the money. But the way the money is going to be structured is 50% of it is going to be an investment, and the other 50% of it is going to be a loan to the operating partner that the operating partner is going to go and he is going to invest. So he's fronting 100% of the money. 50% of it, Beteiris, it's my money. You have my money. You're investing my money on my behalf. You're a Shemit Pekadim. The other half, the other 50%, I'm loaning to you with the understanding that you're going to take that money and you're going to invest. If you do it like that, now you can split the profits and you can split the losses perfectly. How so? Let's say this goes ahead and it was $1,000 and it made $200. Okay, so the investing partner can take $100. The reason he can take $100 is because although it's true he loaned $500, but $500 of it, half of the money, was really a pekadin. On the loan chelik, he's not allowed to take a return. That's ribbis. But on the pekadin, it's his. So his pekadin just went up in value, and as a result, there's no reason not allowed to take the money. Now, if he would take 100% of the profits, it would be a problem. Why? Because 50% of the profits is not associated with his pekodin. What is it associated with? The money that he loaned? That would already be ribbis. But he's only taking 50% of the profits. Well, 50% of the money is a pekodin, so 50% of it is something that he's allowed to take. In the event that it loses money, so he's going to be on the hook for 50% of the losses. Makes a lot of sense. 50% of his, so 50% of losses he's going to take. The other 50% is guaranteed, right? That's guaranteed. Why is it guaranteed? Because he loaned it. He loaned it to the operating partner, and as a result, the operating partner is going to have to return 100% of the 50%. And it's for that reason it works. So the isk is palga milva, palga pekodin. It checks off all the boxes from the risk analysis. It allows you to make profits. It allows the losses. And as a result, it's going to work. Now, we said earlier that the number of palga milva, palga pekodin, 50-50 is lav dafka. It doesn't have to be 50-50. They could structure it 80-20, 70-30. They can negotiate it however they want to negotiate. You just have to make sure that the amount of profits and losses that the investing partner is going to get is going to be relative to the amount of this that's going to be pekodin. So if he wants 80% of the profits, no problem. Then make it 80% pekodin and 20% milva. But as long as his profits and losses go kineged, they correspond to the chelak pekodin, like this is not going to be an issue. Stating that, there is one problem. There's one flaw in the iska, and that's what our Mishnah is about to address. The flaw is, why is the operating partner doing this? Meaning, why is he doing this? Why is he taking somebody else's money, investing it, and giving him 50% of the profits? It's very obvious why he's doing it. He's doing it because this person is lending him money, and as a result, allowing him to keep 50% of the profits. Now, they did it in a way where it's kosher v'yosher. But here's the problem. The problem is the operating partner is a loiva on 50% of it, and because of the fact that he borrowed money, he's now going and he's giving something to the Baal Ha'Mamon. What's he giving him? He's doing all the work for him. So the reason he's doing the work is because of the fact that he's a borrower, which means he's giving something for the loan, which means that the Baal Ha'Mamon is getting something in return for the fact that he loaned the money. And being that right now there's an even exchange, or you have an aganater, so that in of itself should be ribbis. Meaning the 50% profit that the Baal Ha'Mamon is getting is not an issue, because the 50% profit is only kineged the 50% pekodin. But the problem is, at the end of the day, all the work that's being done to generate that 50% profit, that's being done for one reason and one reason only, because you loaned me money. So if that's the case, I'm essentially giving you something of value, and if that's the case, there's ribbis. So the question is, then why is it so pashut that this iska works? L'churid, from that perspective, there should be a little bit of a problem. Chazal knew this, they anticipated this. Ad kidei kach, there's a Mishnah, not just a Gemara. There's not just a Rabbeinu Tam. There's a Mishnah that addressed this problem, and that's the Mishnah we're about to learn right now.